Hello and welcome to the first of a couple Microsoft Ignite New Zealand countdown shows that we're going to be doing in preparation for Ignite New Zealand happening the 25th to the 28th of October in Sky City, Auckland, New Zealand. You've been before, haven't you?
I've been a couple of times, and so I was very pleased to find out that they asked if Channel 9 could be part of this particular event, and I somehow managed to scam my way in to being behind the desk and helping you out.
Well, my name is Seth Juarez from Channel 9, Rick Claus. Where are you? What cave?
Azure Compute.
Right.
Azure Compute Engineering Team now. I'm a senior program manager.
Fantastic. So, let's get into the meat of what we're going to talk about.
Right.
Tell us how the whole thing is going to go.
Well, first off, we're just grabbing some information from the public website. The most obvious things are obviously the dates, 25th to the 28th of October. But I like to kind of approach this from the perspective of how is this thing going to flow out? So the first thing that flows out really is keynote speakers
right. And
the keynote itself.
All right, so just to get a sense for sessions, how many sessions are there going to be, do you think?
Well, session-wise, from what I understand, the numbers are basically firmed up, but they're still kind of giving us the options of saying between 140 to 160 different sessions. Like, I know I just managed to get the program team to basically insert a new one that's in there that's not even in the session catalog as of yet, talking about some of our new N-series GPU-based machines on Azure. But between 140 to 160 sessions on site during the entire run of the conference from Tuesday to Friday.
And you're giving some talks about it.
I'm doing two solo, one on VM scale sets and also one on Azure Container Service. But then I've been asked if I could step in and help out good old Stu Fox do one on Azure Compute stuff.
What about, like, what if you want to get to know the speakers? Is it like that conference where the speakers show up and they parachute in and they parachute out?
No. The speakers basically are incented to basically stick around, interact, and connect with folks that are attending the conference, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And then I believe on Wednesday night, they even have a speaker meet and greet and, you know, drinks and cocktails and stuff like that in this place that they call the Hub, which is kind of what I would call the expo area, but they call it the Hub here in New Zealand.
So what sessions do you think will be there that will appeal to sort of people that for some reason is there a way? There's a Women in Technology conference, right?
Right. There's the Women in Technology session that's going to be taking place. Uh-huh. And I think that's a luncheon specifically.
Okay.
And they're even having a special session that they're encouraging the men, the guys, the blokes to come out to as well, to be able to talk about.
To show up and listen.
to talk about issues with women in technology and how they can help them succeed as well. So that's going to be taking place. There's also a special little, I want to call it like a speaker stage, I hear. It's taking place inside the Hub where you can actually get sessions from partners and from ISVs talking about their unique solutions in there as well. So it's not just your traditional walk-in sessions you're going to have.
And we're also going to be having some Channel 9 live stuff. Interviews, build style.
Yes. So you should know more about this. They have the stage set up. So I want to say they would not accept on check-in baggage this desk.
No, I put it in a bag once in my duffel, and it just did not work.
And so there is going to be a setup there for Channel 9 Live, and I know that we're going to be talking to speakers, talking to community members, talking to partners about different technologies and stuff like that, maybe even some attendees. But that's going to be, I think, in the area, in the Sky City area, where it's by the stairs or the escalators area. So we'll confirm when we know exact details where that is to be able to go off and do stuff there.
And last but not least, extra sessions, things to do after. What's going on there?
Well, so as I mentioned, they have the meet the speaker and talk to the speaker night on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. They also typically have like a after conference drinks, if you will, and little snacks taking place inside the Hub. And they also are having, obviously, the attendee celebration or party that's taking place as well. I think we can't mention the band, can we?
I don't know. There is a secret theme.
There's a theme that we don't know anything about, but I do know that the band, I think, leaked on Twitter. So maybe if you actually went through and looked through the Twitter hashtags, you would find out
maybe
the name of the band for who's going to be attending and performing, which is very, very cool. There's a lot of speakers that are coming down from Corp that are going to be there. A good old friend, Benjamin Armstrong, is going to be there. Good old Ben. Another Kiwi that's going to be there.
And some awesome industry partners as well that are going to be speaking.
Right. I just want to call out specifically, in case you're wondering from the social aspect of things, when we said check out the hashtag, it's hashtag MSIgniteNZ. Not Z.
Did you say
Z? It's Zed, just so you know.
I gotta say it right. What other things do I need to say in proper English?
Please and thank you.
About.
About. That's the Canadian. That's
we
the
need
Canadian
to get
conference.
Down with the process. So effectively what you're saying is this is something you don't want to miss. You
definitely don't want to miss it. Go off and register today. You can go to the website at, of course, my browser tab is not there, so I can't tell you what the website is. Just do a search on Microsoft Ignite and Zed. Okay, there we go, even better. On below, you'll be able to see it. To be able to go off and to buy tickets now. Hurry up, because tickets are selling, and they're selling quite quickly. As you can see, we've got about 38 days for when this was recorded, for being able to go off and take a look at when the time is left to be able to go off and register. I'm going to get there a little bit early, because I want to be able to see a little bit of NZ, and we'll actually have a show about things you can do if it's your first time visiting Auckland or if you're not from the Auckland area, to be able to go off and to visit different establishments.
I'm excited because it's my first time.
Never been at all.
Never been. Nice. Like, I really want to go to Hobbit Town.
Nice.
And just go in there and be like, I'm a hobbit. I've already got the hairy feet, so I think... I think they will welcome me with open arms.
Open arms.
Open
even
arms.
Though you tower above them in all sizes
right,
and shapes and forms. I think that's about it for us for this first episode. We got a couple more planned, so stay tuned and watch for the next coming episodes. I think we got to probably squeeze it about 3 or 4. What do you think?
I think we shall do that.
If you have any topic requests or particular things of interest you'd like us to cover or ask questions, again, use that hashtag MSIgniteNZ. To let the team know, and they'll get the information back to us. We're still up north in the Northern Hemisphere, over here in the headquarters of Redmond Campus on Microsoft. And
that's a wrap.
I think that could be a good wrap. So we'll catch you on the next one.